Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating Veterans Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show. If you're a veteran, if you ever wore the uniform and stood a post in any assignment, A-N-Y, capital A-N-Y, assignment, as far as I'm concerned, you're a veteran, and I salute you, and I thank you for your service. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Marsh is here. He's a veteran. We're proud of him for his service, and he actually has had many one-way trips on airplanes, folks, so figure that out. Founder and principal of Consilium, export advisor to American Express, Grow Global. Ed, thanks again for being here. We were talking earlier about veterans being natural for not only for being entrepreneurs because of their discipline, their vision, their ability to train people to understand organization and chain of command, things like that. But also, in my opinion, they're really adapted for global business, because it has a lot of moving parts. And if you hang around the military very long, you become familiar with a lot of moving parts, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the people that I've heard speak most kind of effectively and powerfully on this topic is my friend Jim Wolfong, who used to be the director of the veterans program for the SBA and a really successful and energetic international business person, exporter himself. He's taken several companies global, and he speaks frequently about the fact that veterans bring to that international business game so much savvy. And of course, you know, this isn't only veterans, and it in many cases it's veteran spouses that have, or military spouses that have the opportunity to travel internationally, whether their spouse is a male or female member of the military, and they've figured out how to do business internationally themselves with their small businesses. But Jim often speaks about the training and the background that veterans bring to the export business world and how it really puts them in a very strong position.
Well, there's no question. And as you say, a lot of people are successful exporters without having been in the military. But I think what you're talking about, Ed, is a capability that probably veterans take for granted. That a non-veteran, especially someone who served overseas, and which not all veterans do, but someone who served overseas, who's traveled, who's gone to markets, who's done exchange rates, exchanging of currency in marketplaces, they don't realize that they've got some experience that could help them broaden their market range, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, it depends on the culture that you're in, but many of today's veterans have been trained how to sit and have tea and develop social connections and build on the cultural opportunity long before they talk about business. And, you know, certainly many were focused in that training on the Middle East, but those same kinds of lessons have opened those veterans up to understanding the importance of culture and how business culture differs from place to place, and simply having that awareness and that skill set to realize when you go in, you might need to do it differently than you're accustomed doing it at home, put somebody at a huge advantage.
Americans, the ugly American persona that we've heard about happens because Americans go overseas and they don't understand why everybody else doesn't do business the way we do. Ed, you and I both have wandered into somebody's office who never met us before, and we leave with a contract. That's how Americans do business a lot of times. In other parts of the world, that's unheard of, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I mean, there's some parts of the world where you need to plan to spend a year or two just building your brand, building your reputation, establishing relationships, understanding people's backgrounds and their families and their communities before you even have that business conversation.
Before you can even make a pitch, before you even say, I may want to do business with you. I mean, it's for a lot of Americans, that can be maddening, right? And a lot of people don't want to make that investment. The good news today, Ed, is we have the technology that makes a lot of that possible in a virtual way without spending thousands of dollars on investing in that. We can blend the virtual with the face-to-face, can't we?
Absolutely. That's a great point, Jim, because it used to be if you wanted to begin to sell internationally, you had to do some research, pick a market based on hypothetical, you hoped accurate, but hypothetical guesses about the opportunity, start traveling there, invest years, invest hundreds of thousands of dollars to make it work, and hope that you were right. And after 5 years, you were actually selling something and getting something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, though, with the internet, you've got the opportunity by the virtue of doing the same digital marketing that you're doing to attract domestic customers. You're also often going to attract international prospects as well. And so then you can identify which markets you can effectively get deals done in and which markets have the most compelling opportunity. And then where you ought to maybe go and do a Department of Commerce Gold Key program or exhibit in a trade show. And so it lets you take a much lower risk, less expensive, incremental approach to identifying the opportunities.
Well, that's right. And you know, it's not just exporting. I mean, I know people who went overseas and saw pretty cool products that they thought Americans would want. You know, they're importing.
Yep. Absolutely. Great point. I mean, one of the things to bring it back to exporting and kind of an interesting parallel to what you're talking about, one of the opportunities for U.S. companies to sell internationally is the fact that they'll learn about new use cases and new applications for their products and services mm-hmm. that then they can come back mm-hmm. and sell domestically. So there absolutely is a lot of great opportunity to identify opportunities from international work that will help you grow your business at home, too.
Consilium.com, is that right?
ConsiliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com.
ConsiliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com. I'm going to get Ed to tell us a little bit more about that, his company, after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.